While you're living in my house, there are expectations, and you will meet them. He drew in a breath, preparing. You'll be respectful and courteous, and you will take any directions I give you without hesitation. My heart, which was already racing painfully in my chest, chugged at a faster tempo. I'd told him he'd never own me, but it didn't make a difference to him. He expected me to bow down to him like everyone else. No, I said. He was ready for that. He charged forward, driving me backward until I leaned over the back of the chair and it dug uncomfortably into my shoulder blades. Do I need to remind you we have an agreement? If you're not going to follow through on your end, then you cannot expect me to. My money may have cleared into your family's account, but I didn't get to where I am today by being a fool. His expression was stone, his high cheekbones carved, and his lips chiseled into a tight line. I haven't removed the lien on your parents' house. The home I'd grown up in had been in my family for four generations. It was everything to my mother. And although it would be a terrible sacrifice to make, was it worth walking away now to get out from under the hails? What if this was our only chance at escape? In the time of a single breath, I considered cutting my losses. But my hesitation or my expression must have given too much away, because a sneer curled on McAllister's lips. Your parents signed over authority to their financial manager. He can divert money without their consent, including the $5 million you just deposited. In fact, he could move every dollar under the Northcott name. He has total control, and he's my employee. A strangled sob bubbled in my chest. McAllister could take everything away. I'd fought so hard to save my family from financial ruin, and yet all I'd done was trap them further. I'd given McAllister an opening, and he'd used it to take over. Oh my God. I broke inside. He did own me. A single tear wouldn't be contained, and it slid hotly down my cheek. He tracked the path of it with his gaze, and something suspiciously like discomfort flitted through his expression. He was ruthless. But was it possible he had a heart? No. Unlikely. It was more probable emotion made him uneasy. His expression shifted, and he straightened swiftly to his full height. It gave me a reprieve and just enough room to swallow a breath. I swiped the tear away. You understand? He nodded. Good. There are other things to discuss, and I'm glad you're not going to waste our time on a pointless power struggle. While I'm sure this is difficult for you, he said, I want you to know I'm doing this for your own good. Royce's too. I gawked up at him. How is this supposed to be good for— I meant what I said. The ice was back in his eyes. Your infatuation with each other is dangerous to your partnership. A sick, bizarre laugh threatened. I no longer knew what or who was the bigger danger to my relationship with Royce. It could be the hail who currently towered over me, or the one who'd sold me out and fled the room like a coward. I had to put a stop to it. McAllister's tone was plain. Before things went too far and you both got hurt. Too late. But also, please, like he gave a damn about our feelings. He could hide behind the excuse of wanting to protect his family's name, but I saw this for what it really was. McAllister had been born into tremendous wealth, and it had only grown under his reign as the CEO of the Hale Banking and Holding Company. He had so much money he could buy anything he wanted, and a lifetime with hardly any limits made him crave the things no dollar amount could acquire. Power, influence, status, and of course, control. He desired dominion over everything and everyone. Air stuck painfully in my lungs, making my voice tight. Is that what this was? The stuff you said, I could barely force the words out, about wanting to pursue a relationship with me. It wasn't real. You were only trying to make a point. I held out hope,